pacem. Dona nobis pacem.
It is my privilege to welcome you to our Christmas Eve service. It is good that you stopped on this busy season, took a few minutes out and said, I'm going to church. So we're glad you did that. We trust that the service will be a blessing to you and to your families. Notice that there's a lot of people that I don't know. That's good. And that's bad. It kind of works both ways. But it's good to have you here. And we as a church are blessed with your presence. So thanks for coming. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus Christ. And what that has meant not only to us today, but people throughout the centuries, that we can have eternal life because of what we're celebrating this time of the year. We rejoice in that. And thank you seems so simple, but thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On this Christmas Eve, we join Christians all over the world who are gathered to celebrate the birth of the one who is the light of the world. Over the last few weeks, we have lit four candles. The first was the candle of hope. It reminded us of the promises God made through his prophets that he would raise up a Savior for his people Israel. That Savior is Christ. The hope and salvation for Christians everywhere. The second candle was the candle of peace, reminding all Christians that it is only by walking with God that true peace can be found. Christ brings the peace of God to us. He calls us to share that peace that he gives. The third candle of joy reminds us of the beautiful angels that God used to spread joyful messages. An angel announced the birth of John to Zechariah, the birth of Jesus to his mother Mary. It was an angel who brought the news of Jesus' arrival to the shepherds on the fields outside of Bethlehem. God calls all Christians to be filled with joy and to share that joy with each other. The fourth candle is a candle of love to remind us that Jesus is God's gift of love to us, and that in him, the light of love triumphs over any darkness in our lives. Love never fails. It transforms all those who give it and receive it. God calls us to share his love with each other. So tonight, we light the Christ candle. And that's to remind us that the light of the world was born this night. People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And Isaiah prophesied, he said, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." God, we thank you.
The snow lay on the ground, the stars shone bright, when Christ our Lord was born on Christmas night. Venite adoremus Dominum, venite adoremus Dominum, venite adoremus Dominum, venite adoremus Dominum. T'was Mary, virgin pure of holy air, who brought into this world the God made man. She laid him in a stall at Bethlehem. The ass and oxen share the roof with them. Venite adoremus Dominum, venite adoremus Dominum.
Saint Joseph too was by to tend the child, to guard him and protect his mother mild. The angels hovered round and sang this song, Venite adoremus Dominum, venite adoremus Dominum, venite adoremus Dominum, venite
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call in his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of the Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished."
And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has set the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham, his descendants, forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
state, while ox and ass are feeding. Good Christians, fear for sinners, hear the silent word is pleading. This speech appears him through the cross.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. It was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
I've often thought it would be really neat to do an interview with someone famous. And I've had an opportunity to meet the Hall of Fame announcer, Jack Buck. Really nice guy. Met Bob Gibson, Hall of Fame pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals. When I met him about probably 20 years ago, he looks like he could still pitch. I met President Jimmy Carter. And he was really, you talk about people, a real gentleman, really nice guy. I met him in a town I grew up in. But I've often thought, you know, those people are all right, but if I had an opportunity, I'd like to talk to Mary. But you know what? She couldn't be here tonight. And so that's why we have the empty chair there. But I often thought about a lot of questions that I would like to ask Mary. And I think my first question I would like to ask her would be, what was on your mind that night?
Well, Larry, it was overwhelming, to be very honest. I was 13 years old and scared. In fact, all the events leading up to that evening were beyond belief. I was not married and was expecting a child, which was difficult enough. But by the Holy Spirit, try to explain that to Joseph.
Well, from what I read today and everything that I see today, you must have been or felt like an outcast.
I did. Except for Elizabeth, who was such a comfort to me. She was almost like a mother. I had the support of the angels, and then Joseph's support, after what he was told. God knew exactly what he was doing by choosing Joseph.
Well, it's now 2014, and it's not hard to figure that it's close to 2,000 years ago, and we still celebrate Christmas anew every year. We sing the same songs, and, you know, many people view Christmas differently, and it leaves me sometimes with a feeling of kind of a bit of failure when people, you know, really try to understand the incarnation.
How do you think they understand it, Larry? I was the one chosen by God, and I felt overwhelmed by it all. I was to be the mother of the Savior of the world. What if I did something wrong? I was overwhelmed beyond belief.
I'm sure you were. You know, we sing songs today and we reflect on the birth of Jesus. But I'm not sure that we ever really get it. And, you know, that we ever really fully understand the amazement and the awe of seeing what God would do to come and dwell among us.
It is quite a thought, isn't it?
You know, we look back and I think it was just such a beautiful night. The stars were shining. I'm sure there was a cool breeze in the air. And that's the way we celebrate Christmas every year, Mary.
Yes, some may over-sentimentalize Christmas. And by that, I mean you focus on the sights, the sounds, and smells of Christmas that give you that good feeling. Dazzling decorations, those fresh-baked cookies, poinsettias, family get-togethers, gift shopping, twinkling lights, singing Christmas carols, receiving cards from friends, and even going on tree-cutting expeditions. Now, of course, all these Christmas traditions are an expression of common grace, and we can joyfully thank God for those. But these man-made traditions aren't really the whole story, or even the main story of Christmas. They fail to solve our deepest problems or fulfill our deepest needs. If some of those people you are talking about could have been there that night, they would understand it's not all about that. It's about the absolute grace of God and the act of sending His Son to earth as a sacrifice for our sins.
And I understand that. And Jesus came to earth and He was born. And there's a lot of time that Jesus lived, and I've always wondered what really occurred between the ages of 12 and 30. You know, I've asked myself over and over that question. What can you tell us about those years, Mary?
I'm sure you're not the only one. But that is something that is between the Father and me. Someday you will know, but now is not the time.
Well, that sounds a little biblical, but I guess I'll have to accept that for now. We talk a lot about the barn, and in fact, about it last week, we sang a song. Tell us more what it was like, if you would, in that barn that night.
I too heard the men singing, "There's something happening in the barn," and it sure did. There was no running water that night, and certainly no hot water. I'm sure some of you think we had a clean stall with clean straw, a nice tidy place. But we didn't. I simply needed somewhere to rest and have a baby. The straw was not fresh and clean. There was no doctor to attend to the child, and no mother with me either. It wasn't a silent night by any means. Cows mooing, chickens clucking, sheep, goats, and camels surrounded me throughout the night.
I've always thought it was a clean stable and a clean manger you had. It smelled good, and it was a silent night. I always thought it was a pleasant way to think about Christmas. It just seems to be a better thought that way, Mary.
Yes, that's okay, Larry. I'm sure everyone thinks the same way you do at times. It's not your fault. Have you ever been in a stable that didn't smell?
No, not really. I see I've been wrong about it. I've been wrong about what I thought. But how about this question and this statement? Christmas is a time of brotherhood and peace and joy and generosity and love. Don't let me forget tolerance.
Now, Larry, here you go spiritualizing Christmas the same way you tried to sanitize and sentimentalize it. Think about this. Christmas would be impossible to achieve or sustain apart from Christ. We know that love is looking not to yourself or your good deeds, but considering that Jesus came to lay down His life for you. Preaching or singing without realizing you're in need of a Savior, the Prince of Peace, that's meaningless.
Boy, Mary, that's tough stuff. You know, and I guess I understand where you're coming from. The presence of God in our lives has to be a cataclysmic event, I guess, every day in our lives.
Yes, you're right. You see, He is not only my Son, but the eternal Son of God. He entered the world through a young woman whom God created. He is for all.
Mary, we must close this interview or conversation or discussion. I've learned a great deal from you tonight. You're a special woman who bore a special son who became a special Savior to us. You know, I have no words to express, nothing to say other than thank you for going through that ordeal, and thanks for visiting with us tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, or angel voices, O night divine, O night when Christ was born, O night, O holy night, O night divine. He taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chain shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim.
One of the most sacred things we can do as a Christian to honor God is to celebrate communion. So I want to share the words from Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26, when he said, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, he took the cup also, and after supper, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink, remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this season of the year and this opportunity to share in that part of your life and that part of your death in communion. And so, Lord, we just ask now that you examine our hearts and that you find us acceptable and forgiven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the great things about the Methodist Church is you don't have to be a Methodist to enjoy communion. You just got to be a Christian. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask my wife, Cindy and I are going to serve communion tonight. We're going to ask you just to come down, take the elements, go back to your seat and sit down. And we, once everyone's been served, then what we will do is we will take communion together. So just feel free to come down when you're ready. I mean, it's up to you. You know, if you want to spend a few moments in prayer, that's fine. Feel free to do that.
How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love.
I can bring this back to you.
Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his face and hands so fair, and when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. But when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be?
This is hard for me to do. When Jesus took the bread, he knew what was going to happen to him. But he said, this do in remembrance of me. He said, take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Then it said he took the cup, showed it to those disciples sitting around the table, and he said, this is my blood shed for you. He said, every time you do it, remember me. So take and drink and remember Jesus. You all have a candle, hopefully you got when you come in. Just kind of encourage you to hold it level so the wax doesn't fall on the floor and Roger has to clean it up tomorrow. But there'll be someone going down the aisles and lighting your candle for you. And we're going to close with Silent Night.
silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Shepherds quake at the sign. Glory stream of heaven afar. Hear me, O sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born.
I want to thank John. Wonderful job. Sally and Debbie for helping plan this. Appreciate it. For Clint Oliver, Taylor Reckel, Marie Gilman, Sarah Winstead for reading. Thank you. For those that sang, thank you. May God bless you. And may you have a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Okay.